It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Coming up in January, we've got a couple of great things that are going on. Of course, we've got the Master Gardener class that's happening with the USU Eastern Extension. And then we're also going to talk about a beginner's gardener class. And this one is always a lot of fun because, you know what, if you're just thinking about starting next year, you better start early. And this will give you plenty of ideas of different things you can do around your house, different ways to do things, to start things, and just kind of get your toe, so to speak, in the water when it comes to gardening around your home. And joining me today to talk about it, I've got Rose Wallen from the Extension Office in Emery County and Steve Price from the Extension Office here in Carbon County. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks.
So let's start off with this beginner's gardener class, because you guys said before we got into it, this is a really fun class because you get, and apparently you like to answer a lot of questions. So you get a lot of questions, but it's good to get people that are just kind of starting out. But you also said that you've had people that take your master gardener class that take this one. So let's talk about this and get things going. And Ro, let's start with you and just kind of, you know, this sounds like a lot of fun because a lot of people want to start this up, but they just don't have the knowledge.
Yeah. So this one, really any, we're calling it a beginner's class, but really any skill level is welcome to come and join us. And from very beginners to people that have been doing gardening a long time. But yeah, it's an exciting one of my favorite classes to teach. We've got a good schedule coming up. So it's once a month, but we have some topics. We're going to be doing seed starting, fruit trees. Steve's going to be talking about insects, whether they're friends or foes, and how to tell the difference. We're going to be talking about foodscaping, and so using edible plants in your landscape, and then water-wise landscapes.
There are two in there that really jump out at me, and it was the last two, foodscaping, and that seems to be a really big thing that's going on right now, isn't it?
It seems to be trendy but it really is not a new idea.
Right.
It's something we've been doing for a long time.
And a lot of people have done this for years, as you said.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just, yeah, like you said, it's kind of trendy now.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this going to go into, you know, building a garden and maybe raised beds or those kinds of things, and then different things that you can grow, or how in-depth is this course going to get?
Well, we're only there for an hour and a half, so it's going to be that right. In depth. But we usually, I would imagine, we'll talk about all of those things. Yes, raised beds, planning, and where to put edibles into your landscape.
And so now let's pick on Steve. And Steve, we're going to talk about the other one that piqued my interest, is water-wise landscapes, because this is something, honestly, this is something that people should be looking at doing anyway. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah, you know, I think water-wise landscape, and me and Ro kind of talk about this a bit on whether we should even use that term, because a lot of people, when they think water-wise landscape, they think, okay, we're going to have the gravel, and then we're going to have some sort of metal cactus and probably a cow skull, maybe an old wagon wheel.
Don't forget about the pinwheels and stuff.
The pinwheel, yeah. And that is definitely water-wise. It's not always the most aesthetic thing or usable space. But there are plenty of ways to incorporate water-wise plants and techniques that will dramatically save water, especially for those areas. If you have grass that is only getting walked on when it's mowed, maybe that's something that you could consider replacing. And, you know, you might even be able to put in a landscape that's usable. Maybe you can put in some water-wise or drought-adapted plants that maybe they're edible. Maybe they have some other use to you. And then you can still save water. You don't have to sacrifice everything in order to save water.
So at the other end of this, as you said, it's going to go from January to May. Is that the timeline there?
Yes.
And there is a cost for this one, though.
Yeah. It's $5 per class. If you sign up for the whole series, it's $20.
So very, very economical. Go and get all your information. Learn everything. If you're thinking, okay, 2023 is the year that I'm going to do something with my yard, this might be a class that, you would want to go to and be interested in and take care, because it's going to run you through the whole gamut of the different things that you may run into while you're putting your yard in and taking care of that. So if anybody has any questions, what do we need to do on this one?
Questions, you're welcome to call either of our offices. You can email us. Sign up is on Eventbrite. But you can, if you have any trouble with that, definitely give us a call.
All right. So once again, this is a beginner's gardener courses. It's going on from January until May. And if you have any questions, you can give them a call at either the Emery County or the Carbon County USU Extension office. Rose Wallen and Steve Price, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming over and talking to us today about this. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.